Rafa, after such a dominant performance, how annoyed are you at the manner of the equaliser?
It's not the manner, it's because I don't understand why we have these situations in the last game, so it's difficult to understand why 5 minutes and why some incidents and not clear for me. But we played a very good game, good football, good commitment, good passion, good team effort, and a lot of chances. And then we concede in a mistake that we have to avoid. But still, I don't know why 5 minutes, and I don't know why some of the incidents were not. We don't have the same vision, no? So it's difficult to understand in the last games.
And after the incident in the first half where the Leeds player needed treatment, only 1 minute. So you can understand your confusion. It does seem strange there was more time added on to the second half than the first half.
Yeah, especially when the last game we have a penalty, was 7 minutes missed and then gave 3 minutes. And at the end where we were winning was 5 minutes. And today you have seen a game that they scored in the 96 minutes. So very difficult to understand what is going on.
In terms of the performance, aside from the goal you conceded, what were the good things that the team did tonight?
Almost everything. I think that the tempo of the game, and the movements, the intensity, the passing, we were missing the finishing, but also you have to give credit to the keeper. That was good. But it's a pity because when you play this football and you have been at the top of the table for a while, you can see some of the last games, and then you put all of them together and say, what is going on here?
How much did the return of Isaac Hayden have to do with such a good performance at home? Because he seemed to pick up a lot of second balls and play with the type of energy that he has done all season.
Yeah, we were missing some players in terms of numbers and fresh legs, and then it's another one that can help the team. But at the end, we need everyone, and I'm pleased to see players coming back from injuries.
You've obviously got to pick the players up mentally after the disappointment, and physically not a lot of time to get prepared for Ipswich. So how will it work over the next couple of days? Will you train tomorrow and then Sunday?
Yeah, we will train tomorrow, and then we will train and travel on Sunday. Normal things, but I think you don't have too much time. It's just to be sure that you recover the players.
Do you think that as a big club, Newcastle United are perhaps not getting the rub of the green, the decisions when it comes to these matches? Do you think it, funnily enough, works against a big club?
You can analyse a lot of games that we have had in the last months, and you will have an answer to your question.